Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, good morning. My name is Jude Ogusma. I'm from Haiti. I'm here in Des Moines, Iowa, an area with my wife and my three boys together. We temporarily live in this area. I am very happy to be with you today. It is a great pleasure for me to be with you, even though we cannot see each other physically, but I'm pretty sure that we are here together to worship our Lord and Savior in our spirit. I would like to thank Pastor Brian and the church committee, and in fact, I would like to thank you as well for allow me to share with you this morning. I will not spend very much time talking about myself, since it is not about me today. And I'm pretty sure we will have some more time together. But today, I would like to get straight to my sharing with you. And I'm praying and hoping that the time we will have together will be a good time, and then this passage we will be meditated on will be some encouragement to you and maybe a challenge to you in your work with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll find our scripture this morning in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. Once again, Matthew chapter 8, 23 to 27. Let's read. Then he got up into the boat, and his disciple followed him. Without warning, a fierce storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciple went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." This is the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for the sacrifice on the cross. Because of what you did on the cross, we become sons and daughters of yours. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just read your word. We cannot understand it. We cannot interpret it without the power of the Holy Spirit. Please, Lord, empower us tonight so that your word can reach your people. We pray in Jesus' name. The world that we are living today is troubled. We all can agree that this year has presented unexpected trials, trouble, and they are not over yet. COVID-19 has reached the farthest corner of the globe, and it caused upsurge of death and suffering all over the world. Everyone is trying to understand what is going on, what is happening. As the report continues to come through the news, things seem to be heading to the wrong direction. In other words, things are getting worse. During time of tribulation or trouble, we face all sort of emotion. Some experience fear, some experience anxiety, some experience panic. Today, my brothers and sisters, I can only wish I can speak of the storm metaphorically, but the storm of our everyday life, they are real. The trial often come out of nowhere. And when they do, they leave us shocked. They leave us overwhelmed, stunned, numb, angry, hurt, disappointed, heartbroken, and even much more. I would like to ask you a question. Have you ever been there? Have you ever faced some difficult, unexpected situation? Have you ever been in a situation that you didn't know what to do? Sometimes in the midst of those situations, we are asking ourselves, does peace even exist? This morning, however, God wants us to know. He wants us to know that this morning, and He wants us to know it every day, that we can have peace in the midst of our storms. No matter what trial, no matter what difficulty you face in your life, God can give you peace. Peace that you need in time of trouble. The peace we are talking about this morning can only be found in Jesus Christ, the one who said, "My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." This is the word of Jesus Christ we found in John chapter 14, verse 27. My beloved brothers and sisters, I know it is going to be very difficult to understand what I'm saying, especially as you can tell, I'm struggling with English. It's very difficult for me to even say the words. But if you can hear only one thing this morning, only one thing, I hope it is this. Jesus can be trusted in the storm of your life. Let's say it again. Jesus can be trusted in the storm of your life. And He wants you to embrace the peace that He gives. He wants to transform you. He wants to transform and revitalize your faith in Him for the storm to come. Because, believe it or not, we are in the storm, and the storm, more storm, are to come. The title of my sermon this morning is, "The Storm is Raging, but Be Still, Our Heavenly Father is with Us." Let me say it again. The storm is raging, but be still. Our Heavenly Father is with us. The passage this morning reminds us of a day when Jesus had been with His disciples. In fact, on this very day, He had taught them many parables about the kingdom of God. And then the primary message of being a part of God's kingdom required that the disciple be to have faith. having taught them about the importance of faith, he would now put them to the test and then to gauge their strength and to gauge their faith. So as the day come to a close, Jesus led them to get into a boat and began a brief trip on the sea. As they were traveling across the sea, Jesus was so tired and he fell asleep in the boat. While he was sleeping, a storm came up. The wind was blowing. The wind was falling, and the waves got so high, and water started getting into the small boat and threatened to sink the boat. Now, let's think a little bit about it. This storm was unexpected. The disciple didn't do anything to deserve it, but it was here. It was real, and it was violent. The truth of the matter is, we all face storm in our lives. The Bible says that every single one of us face some difficulties in our life. And when we face trial in our lives, if you think of it really deep, it is not all bad. How come? It is not all bad. That reminds me the story of the blind man in John chapter 9, when Jesus and his disciples saw this man. The disciple asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parent?" Jesus replied, "Neither this man or his parent sinned. But this happened to this man for the works of God to be displayed in him." Sometimes when we face bad situations in our lives, we can doubt the promise of God and leave no room at all for God's works to be displayed in us. This morning, my brothers and sisters, I would like to remind you, God can be trusted in the storms of your life. If the pain wasn't felt, there wouldn't be a need for you or even the desire to see a doctor. Trial can be a way for God, in his love, to test your strength. It could be a way to be stronger. James, in James 1 verse 2 and 3, said, "Consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trial of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance." My brothers and sisters, I am not trying to paint a broad picture of life, but I am intended to be realistic. All of us have faced trial, and there is more trial to come. The question isn't if trial will come. The question is when trial will come. In other words, we should expect this storm to come in our lives. It has to rain for there to be a rainbow. That's right. It has to rain for there to be a rainbow. Trial are not optional in God's school. They are required courses. You have to take those courses. Sooner or later, testing will come. Jesus himself told his disciple in John chapter 16 verse 33, "These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. It is a fact that Jesus have overcome the world. But it is also a fact that we are living in this earth. And while we are living here, we will face tribulation. We cannot always think that things can be going the way we want them to go. They cannot go in our way all the time. There are some trials we face in this earth just simply because we are human. And not only we are human, but we live in a broken world, in a sinful world. And then in the consequences of sin, as you and I know that already, is severe and it is very sad. Sometimes sickness come, accident, disappointment, death, and even tragic circumstances. All of those are part of life in this broken world. This is not what God's intention for mankind, but our disobedience caused all of this to fall on us. If we were not sinned against God, we wouldn't have to deal with death. No. Brothers and sisters, excuse me, whether we like it or not, trial come to all of us. And when they come, they may make you feel like you will never come out. But allow me to remind you, God is in control. Don't worry. We will make it to the other side. The trial that you see today, they won't last forever. They didn't come to stay. They come to pass. David understood that very well. He proclaimed in Psalm 30 verse 4 to 5b, "Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name." Brothers and sisters, weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy come in the morning. James, the brother of Jesus, understood that very well as well. In James chapter 1 verse 12, he said, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." What these heroes of faith understood is that trial may come to sink our boat and cause fear and cause confusion, but we are the child of the most high God, and the most high God is in the boat with us. We have his promise. He will see us through. Even should the storm of life be so bad that they take our very life, but nothing at all can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can take away our salvation. Nothing can rob our soul or hinder what God has already promised to us. Brothers and sisters, we can have confidence this morning. God will work this trial for his glory, and that he will take us to the other side. If you go a little bit further down in verse 36, So Jesus tell the disciple to get into the boat to go to the other side. And the disciple immediately began doing exactly what Jesus told him to do. The text says that they left the crowd and got into the boat. These are acts of obedience and faith. But there is also a key point here too. We notice that Jesus was also in the boat. He may have been tired. He may have been weary. He may have had a long day. But the disciples were not separated from Jesus. These disciples didn't know all that they were about to experience. But they knew that Jesus was with them, regardless of what they were about to face. They may not have known that storm would come. They may not have known that what tomorrow will bring, but they know who held tomorrow in his hand. They know Jesus Christ is in control. Some of us this morning need to remember that the Lord is with us in the storms of our lives. When storm come, you may feel up and down. You may not see how this is going to work. You may not understand at all, but I assure you, the Lord is with you. Maybe you may be wondering, where was God when the forecast wasn't so good? Where was God when the doctor's report was so bad? Where was God when the unexpected bad situation came? Brothers and sisters, let me remind you again. He was there. He was here. And he is here, right now. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, he said, I will lift my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help come from the Lord, who make the heaven and the earth. Hebrew 13 verse 5 says, remember what he says, I will never, never desert you. I will never forsake you. Brothers and sisters, do not let anything separate you from the Lord, from the love of Jesus Christ. In time of trouble, you may say with confidence that there is no storm, no trial that we can ever face that can separate us from the presence of our God. In fact, nothing can ever, ever separate us from his love. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 35 and 37, 39, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril? But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angel, no principalities, no things present, no things to come, no power, no height, no depth, no any of other created things will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The disciple didn't know about this storm, but they knew that Jesus was with them. Do you personally know that Jesus is with you? Sometimes in our lives, we forget that Jesus is here. He's right here. And because we forget, we delay to obey him. Brothers and sisters, let us surrender ourselves to the Lord and remember that Jesus can be trusted in the midst of our storm. Only Jesus can do what seems to be impossible. Only Jesus can give peace to those who are in trouble. Oftentimes we hear the powers of this world pretend that they can give peace, when they themselves do not have peace. There is a Latin phrase that states, "Si vis pacem, para bellum," meaning, if you want peace, prepare for war. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Trust him. Only him can give you peace you're longing for. I pray that my brothers and sisters this morning, you have peace in your heart. And you remember, Jesus can be trusted in the midst of your trouble. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name, thank you.